This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There is a lot going on at the state capitol this week. The legislature begins its new session Wednesday. Thursday, Governor Polis delivers his State of the State speech, laying out his agenda for this year. We will carry the governor's speech live Thursday morning. Hotel profitability in the pandemic comes down to one thing in Colorado: location. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
November was a bad month for Denver hotels. Fewer than 66% of rooms were filled. That's a long way from 2019, when the city's hotels were hitting record occupancy. At higher elevations, it's a different story, according to Emmy Heiss, a director of hospitality analytics for STR, a hotel research firm.
Leisure resort destinations have shown extreme recovery, if anything, even surpassed 2019 levels.
Tourism in the mountains is focused on outdoors, where people feel safer in the pandemic era. Denver, meanwhile, is suffering a lack of business travel, which STR doesn't expect to rebound until 2023. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Single-family home building around Pueblo is ticking up. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that's been the trend for the last decade.
The Pueblo Regional Building Department reports issuing 28% more new home permits in 2021 than the year before. That totals more than 700 new homes around the city and county. Commercial construction saw a much smaller bump, but the estimated value of the projects was up by about 48%. More people are opting to install solar power at their homes, too. Those permits are up 35%. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Sunny skies today with highs in Pueblo and Colorado Springs, Metro Denver in the 50s. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.